This is your pleasure pep talk. What do you think of when you hear the word pleasure? Do you think about food, sex, chocolate, hedonism, or guilty pleasures? Do you think about rich indulgences that are meant to be enjoyed for only special occasions? Is there a thought that's buried way down deep that tells you you are not worthy of experiencing pleasure? Or do you find yourself unconsciously replaying the mantra, you first, me last, or someday, or everyone deserves or needs decadence but me? Let's stop that record that's been on repeat and pause. What are you craving? What's missing in your life? How do you want to feel? Let's try an exercise. I will say a series of words and pause. In the pause, say yes. Say yes out loud. Here we go. Relaxation. Comfort. Silence. Fun. Laughter. Play. Entertainment. Pampering. Joy, connection, intellectual stimulation, touch, deeper spiritual connection, love. So what calls out to you when you hear those words? What are you craving? I believe we are all creatures who deserve to create what we crave. For myself, I've struggled with making the switch from being so focused on work and being productive to having fun only when it's scheduled on the weekends. And now I've made a conscious decision and effort to build fun into my day every day. So if you're feeling stuck on pleasure and not so sure how to integrate that into your life more, allow me to introduce you to the Angel's Cocktail by David J.D. Phillips. Now, David J.D. Phillips hosted a TED Talk where he talked about this cocktail as a way of highlighting the art of storytelling. In the cocktail, you'll find dopamine, which is a chemical that's addictive, but in a good way. And what dopamine does is it increases our focus, motivation, and it improves our memory. In storytelling, we do this by building suspense or adding a cliffhanger to increase intensity. The next ingredient is oxytocin. This is the hormone that helps to make us feel like we're ready to bond. It is generous and trusting. In the art of storytelling, he says, this is captured when we tell a sad story and we invoke empathy. The third ingredient, endorphins. These are your natural messengers released from the brain that help to cope with pain and stress. They inspire creativity, relaxation, and focus. And in the art of storytelling, this happens when we make people laugh. So with each of these ingredients, how can we increase or experience more dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, or the entire cocktail? Well, let me give you a couple of examples. To experience more dopamine, exercise is a great way to help increase that. You can also find your dopamine's increase through meditation, massage, healthy sleep, music, vitamin D, discovering new things, going on adventures, that will definitely help set the tone for cliffhangers. Or even starting to get involved in a detail-oriented hobby, like puzzles, which require intense focus. You can even integrate victory dances or fist pumps. Those are super easy to invoke dopamine in your life on a daily basis. The next ingredient, oxytocin, which is the love molecule. It's the foundation for trusting others. It's activated by positive social interactions. How can we increase that? Well, you can experience a boost in oxytocin when we do yoga, again, listening to music or getting a massage, or tell someone how much you care by using the word love. Remember, it's the love molecule. You can also focus on meditation. And while you're meditating, think about others. Another practice that's been scientifically proven is to give 8 hugs a day. This is going to increase oxytocin while also reducing cardiovascular stress and increasing immunity. If you can't hug a person, pet a dog or your cat. Soak in a hot tub. Listen with your eyes. So rather than just hearing someone with your ears, look at them while they're speaking and really take them in with your eyes. Give a gift without expecting anything in return. Share a meal. And believe it or not, social media can increase oxytocin depending on the content. When we talk about boosting endorphins, the chemical messengers that are the feel-good messengers, ways to do that would be exercise, get your giggle on. You can spritz lavender on your pillows, and you can also book an acupuncture session. Serotonin is one ingredient we didn't talk about, but this is considered a natural mood stabilizer. It regulates mood, happiness, and it also reduces anxiety. Low levels of serotonin have been linked to depression. Ways to boost serotonin are exercise, bright lights, and again, massage. What would life be like if you prioritized yourself every day in big or small ways with pleasure? Think of pleasure like it's a vitamin and start getting your daily dose of vitamin P. Take a moment and go do something spontaneous and pleasurable. When you are loving life, everyone will benefit and you are worth it. Create what you crave now. Thanks for listening.